Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Therapy. This week of Thanksgiving and time of holidays with the friends and the family and the eating. So welcome. We're talking about giving thanks and gratitude. And I am joined by my lovely co-host, Diane Mallett, who is in Boston. Hi, Di.
Hey, Nicole. How's it going?
All right. Pretty good. Looking forward to the time with the fam. More so than a lot of years. I mean, I get along with my family, so that's great. We all play nicely together. But I don't know. For some reason this year, I'm just really feeling happy about the holidays. How about you?
I always love the holidays. I think Thanksgiving has meant something more to me each year as I get older. And I was thinking about that for our show, about how gratitude is kind of an evolution and something that you can start at any given point in your life. And this year, I'm truly grateful for so many different things. And I look forward to a Thanksgiving up in Maine with my brother. And typically we have a wonderful Christmas with my whole family, or for the most part, almost all of them, which is close to 20, at my house. So I love that, love that. It's always a good time. And lots of food, love to cook. So it's going to be great.
Nice. You host Christmas. You host 20 people for Christmas at your house?
Pretty much every year. I love it.
Wow. Wow. That is awesome. What a, it's that hearth. I mean, I've never done it in my own home. So, and I see the production that goes into it. I mean, everybody helps out, but wow, that is
yeah,
really awesome.
It's more of a, it's a potluck party that we have after Christmas dinner. So we do it kind of in between Christmas and New Year's, or you know, kind of depending on everybody's schedule, but it's a time for us to get together, exchange gifts. We always have a Yankee swap, which gets to be kind of funny sometimes, and then we give the gifts to the kids and everything. So it's a good time for us to get together, and
nice.
Everybody brings something to eat. So that's good.
Nice. Well, I was thinking we would start today with our moment of silence to give thanks and start off the thank you train. So I'll start off, and if you feel to jump in, Di, please do. And also to our listeners, please call in and share your stories of gratitude or ask any questions about gratitude, how to have gratitude. So let's start with our moment of silence. So we will get comfortable and see our ball of light, flickering flame of light in our bellies, in our torsos, and coming out to surround our bodies and beyond. A wonderful bubble of love and light. Feel the feeling, the loving feeling in yourself, your energy. And let's give thanks in our own heads for what we have, a roof over our head, thankful for food that is on our table and will be on Thursday, and our friends and family come together. And let's also give thanks for the people that may not have all these things, that they will find a place and they will find a friend and they will find some food for their belly and it will find them. Gratitude to the world and to all of you. Anything to add, guys?
I'm just so grateful for this, you know, wonderful opportunity that we have here to listen to people and to share our experience. I didn't think in my years in the corporate world that I could really get a chance to make use of some of the things I've learned along the way in my psychic journey. So this is a wonderful gift that you presented and that I'm truly grateful for, Nicole. So I wanted to thank you and Gwendolyn Berry for this opportunity to be on Spirit Therapy.
Wow, that is so sweet. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful to you. And I'm also grateful for this show and the learning that I do and hopefully the little light that I can put in other people's lives. And so, yeah, and thank you to Gwen as well for this opportunity. That's wonderful. It's amazing how the minute you think of thank you and what you're grateful for, it's an instant feeling. And then when somebody else tells you that they're thankful for something associated with you, I just realized it's a different feeling, and it's so powerful and so warming. It feels very warm, like you lit a little flame in my chest cavity. That is so great. Because I was thinking about what is the vibration of gratitude? Like, what does it feel like? How is it different from love or joy or excitement? And if you think about it, it really is its own specific feeling somewhere in between that joy and love and kind of a little excitement also, because it feels so good to be thankful for these things and to be thanked. How would you describe the feeling of gratitude? If an alien asked you, what would you say?
That is a good question. So gratitude to me is, it's interesting because it's actually, for me, it's an action. It's an action as opposed to a feeling. When I choose to be grateful, I'm making a choice. For love, I think it's an emotion that we have to pull in a lot of sacrifice for to find the spirit of true love is a spirit of sacrifice and a spirit of giving. And I think for happiness and joy, that could be brought upon us in a very spontaneous way. But for gratitude is a conscious choice. It's a place where we need to actually put our minds in a spirit of gratitude in order to elevate ourselves into a place where you receive blessings and receive grace. And gratitude and grace are one of, kind of within themselves. So you're putting yourself into an appreciation where you're acknowledging something. And as you acknowledge something, you put focus on it, and then you put focus on it and you become grateful. You are happy, you are in love, but you're not are grateful. You become grateful. And when you are grateful, when you finally put yourself in that attitude of gratitude, what you're doing is you're elevating yourself to receive blessings. It's such a great trait that we can focus on. I found that a lot of people don't understand gratitude because they don't know what it's like for simple gratitude. There's a lot of people out there that are very negative. Why me is a huge, huge, I don't know, it's just something that it makes us slump over, it makes our hearts heavy, it makes our life miserable. Why did this happen to me? Why am I in this job? I hate this job. Why is this happening to me? I hate this relationship. I hate this situation. It's actually if you can pull yourself into gratitude, you can find yourself shifting and putting yourself on the receiving line of good stuff. So it's a motivator, and you can actually use it to your advantage. So I'd like to talk a little bit about how we can definitely use gratitude to our advantage to help get us the things that we need.
Yeah, that's such a great point. It really is a choice, and looking at it juxtaposed to the other good feeling emotions that we have, you're right. We aren't, it's not a state of being, it's a choice. But to know that we can make that choice, and you're right, it sets us up for giving and receiving blessings. It's like you poke your head into that higher realm of existence and of, I'd say, calibration with a higher vibration. Wow, I never really thought of it that way. I really like that. And what's the point? Why does it work? Well, because, again, we can only control, not really control, but, I mean, we can control, but it's not the point. I realize I need to stop really using that word when I talk about this in directing our thoughts and our emotions in the way that we want them to go. It's not really about control, because then you're kind of imprisoning yourself into, well, I can't think that, or I'm not supposed to think that, you know. So to let it flow, but to guide and to release so that your thoughts can go in the right direction. But I think you definitely need some steering. I think that's why I think of the word controlled. So but the choice of feeling gratitude and your thoughts and therefore the way you feel. So I think gratitude, you can stick it in anything and it makes it taste good.
I just pulled up something here that I love, and it's from the Tiny Buddha. It's 50 ways to show gratitude to the people that you love or that you appreciate. So the first 10 things are the people that you love, and then that you can show gratitude towards people who challenge you, people who serve you, people that you work with, and you can show gratitude towards yourself. So gratitude is limitless. Don't ever limit yourself to gratitude. Gratitude is like a present that you can unwrap at any time and give to anybody. You know, one of the best ways that you can share gratitude is actually giving a specific example of something that they did for you that made difference in your life, you know. And when you think about it, there's millions of people along the way, along your path, along my path, that has given you purpose and meaning. And even in the hardest of emotions, you know, if someone fought with you and stuff, they can actually give you a way to look at yourself better. They could make it so that you don't have that same conflict with other people. So you can appreciate and show gratitude for them for having that experience, which is pretty amazing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that you could do is just give someone a nice hug. I mean, a hug is a physical way that you can express gratitude too. So it doesn't always have to come into words, but
mm-hmm.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember a moment in my life where things had fallen apart tremendously, and, you know, loss of jobs, and it was during the Boston Marathon, exploding and things. And I know you've had similar experiences in New York, so no one's escapes from tragedy. But I felt helpless in so many ways, and just when my mother had come up to visit, she just gave me this hug, and it wasn't just a hug, how are you doing, you know, nice to see you. It was just a long hug, you know, just that one that you weren't going to let go with somebody, and you knew that no matter what was going to happen, that you felt safe and in the arms of somebody, and that's so important. It's so important to take an extra minute to hug someone that you really love, to show them that you really love them.
Yeah.
You know, that's gratitude.
And I'm sure that hug had something to do with, I'm glad you're alive, you know. I mean, and so to take that, I mean, that really is one of those great, those very powerful feelings of gratitude when you have a moment like that, a hug like that. But to also put that it, when it's not necessarily a life-threatening event has happened, to give thanks for the people that you love around you more often, and to say, you know, thank you, I'm thankful for you in my life. I mean, Glenn says it to me, and it's such a nice, it's like such a nice little treat in the middle of the day. And I know she's thankful for me, and she knows that I'm thankful for her. But it really is nice to hear it periodically from the people that you're close to, because, you know, once again, I always reiterate this, but you can do yourself a favor to remember it a lot, that what we're doing right now is really a big deal in how we're reshaping the world here with this new energies and vibrations coming through from the cosmos to us, and also our mindset in this world, choosing something other than war and moving ourselves towards peace. It's when we start with our community and the people who are already around us and close to us, you know, start with what you have and say it more often. I mean, it really is a matter of just doing it and feeling it, but doing it when you feel it. You know, it shouldn't become a chore. I think everyone will have to find their balance with that. But it feels so good. And to say it to someone else makes them feel good. And then now you've just raised the vibration of not only yourself and this other person, but everyone else that you come in contact with and the person that you thank comes in contact with. And then that's such a big ripple that we can make. And, I mean, I have to be honest, sometimes I don't always remember to keep this vibration going. I'm definitely getting better at it. And one thing that helped was I made a pact with my friend Alex that lives in California. We haven't seen each other in years, but we're keeping in contact. And we made a pact of for 10 days to wake up every morning and start the lift and feel the lift. Thankful for this bed. I am thankful for these covers. I am thankful for my warmth. I'm thankful for this toilet. And just throughout your day, I'm thankful for this breakfast. And then also putting in, giving thanks for things that aren't here physically yet, but we put our notice in to the universe that this is what we want. So those things that haven't come yet, we also give thanks for those things as if they're here. So it also helps with your manifestation of you're matching the vibration of how you give thanks for something that you're physically touching. You get yourself into a repetition of that, so you know the feeling, you see the things, you know the feeling, you're grateful for this, that, and then put in something that isn't there yet and feel it the same way as if you're looking at it. I mean, that's great. And it's like, you know, you're kind of tricking your brain a little bit, like showing it that it's the same thing. So then the universe has to deliver it because it won't tolerate a void like that. So
it's interesting because I don't read a lot about Oprah Winfrey. I mean, she was pretty – we all know her. We all love her. But I do know that she does a lot of work about in regards to the power of gratitude. And one of the things that she's always suggested, and this has come from many, many years of her struggles to become successful, that she put up front and that she always – puts is like one of the very first things that you could possibly do is make a gratitude list. And you can start small. It could be three things a day, like you did with yours is five things a day. And what you're doing is exactly what you said. You're changing your vibration. You can only have one vibration at a time kind of thing. You can either be grateful and then you start pulling in more things, or you could be negative and you could start seeing the things that you don't have. And when you start noticing and appreciating the things that you do have, you're going to start getting more things. If you start noticing all the things that you don't have, then you don't get them. You don't. You're setting yourself up for failure. And we've talked about that over and over again. But the same principle is applied for gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you're focused on the lack, then you're bringing more lack. If you're focused on the abundance, then you're bringing more abundance. I mean, it's amazing how simple it is. But again, you know, not to get discouraged if for some reason you don't do it every day, or it's not coming easily. It's funny, the different types of vibrations to start in the morning I found were easier than gratitude, and I'm not really sure why. So, but you know, obviously I know how to feel grateful, but there was, I don't know, I still don't really know. I don't think it really matters. I think it really is just an exercise that needs to be put into practice, just like any other discipline you're doing with yourself, going to the gym, feeding yourself, washing yourself, gratituding yourself. I think that really it would be great to do that as often as possible. And also, during your day, when you just think of it naturally, like you have just a moment where you look at something and you're like, wow, that is a beautiful tree. Thank you, tree. Thank you for being an awesome tree. And, you know, it's such a great, and it also awakens your child, I think. Like it helps to be in the moment of putting it in your head that, all right, but if anything happens today that I really appreciate, I am going to really appreciate it for a minute. I'm going to take a minute and tell this thing that I love it and I appreciate it. And I started doing that, and it really changed my whole thing around. Like, it's an exercise like anything else. And once that muscle gets stronger, when you do have difficult days, it's easier to bounce back to it because you've already trained that muscle. Yeah, I really think that gratitude is like a muscle. It's a muscle that needs to be exercised.
And there's so many things that we could set examples on that we can actually do that are physical, that are not just writing the list, too. Both of us have worked in the industry of service. And, you know, a lot of people think of, you know, gratuities. And when I think of being a waitress and surviving and living on tips and things like that, gratuities mean a lot. And sometimes what I do, and I challenge the listeners out there to do this the next time they have good service, or even if they don't have good service, and this is even a bigger challenge because sometimes you get lousy service, and we've all gotten lousy service, but I dare you to think outside the box and think, you know, is this the waitress whose child is at home with a fever that day, you know, or did she just find out some terrible news about her best friend who's in a rehab or something like that, and she can't seem to pour your coffee right that morning. I dare you to step outside the box a little bit and give that person a bigger tip that day. You know, expand your gratitude for the fact that you're in a different place than this person. You know, just expanding gratitude can be better than just leaving a bigger tip than usual. We live in such a world that everything's become online. You know, if you do the survey online, we'll give you a free donut, you know. And so everything is kind of taken away from that. You know, think outside the box. You know, if you get really good service, take the time to go up to the manager with the name of your server and say, you know, Joanne did a wonderful job today. I think she's a fabulous server today. You know, or write a note on the check, you know, good job, you know, keep up the good work. Stuff like that goes a long way. You know, writing a little note to the people who serve you on a daily basis. I know that at certain points, you know, during the Christmas season, we're all thinking about the people who serve us the most, you know, our postman, the person who hands you that cup of coffee every day that you walk into that coffee shop, you know, a bigger tip at Christmas time. And you think about those people, the people who teach your children, you know. I'm sure that they, you know, they're not looking for handouts. They're never looking for handouts, but this is much more than handouts. This is appreciation. You know, we expect teachers to write letters of, you know, recommendation letters for our children. Well, why don't we write a recommendation letter for the people that we care about? You know, write a letter of appreciation to the teacher that put in a lot of effort so your children's grades went up that year, or your housekeeper or something like that. There's just so much we can do. At the end of the day, there are people who are helping us along on every facet of our world that even if you have nothing, you have kind words. And you have a pen or paper that you can put this into practice. And if you try it just once or twice, believe me, it goes so far.
Totally. I remember being a bartender, and when somebody would write a little note, you know, a little like yay you note, it always it's like I kept it in my box all the time. Because it, when I was having days that I really didn't want to be there, I would see it, and it made me feel better about, more appreciated for what I was doing, and it was like a little note of sunshine. So that's true. That's such a great point, to write a note to somebody who's, you know, just your server, and just a little thumbs up in your own words. It can make their whole day. It's great. And like you said, also giving thanks for the things that you're not so thrilled about, or the service or the person or the whatever. One, giving thanks for it because this kind of a contract is teaching you something, and that's why we came here, to have this life experience, is to experience it all. So even if something is quote-unquote not good, to thank that experience as well. And by doing that, it empowers you, because it reinforces that everything is happening for a reason, and that you are blessed and you are loved and you are cared for and you are a powerful vibration. So to be thankful for the things that are the things and the people who are not so great, that I think that's pretty Christ-like. Isn't that the whole idea? Isn't that what he was trying to teach us? Is with turn the other cheek? It's not so
turn
much,
the other
you know.
Cheek.
Yeah. Just look at something else that's beautiful, you know, and or look at this thing. One of my favorite Jesus quotes is, "Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do."
Exactly.
And that applies to anything that is, you know, not on a vibration that's positive. It's really the only reason is ignorance. You know, no matter how annoying or how ridiculous, or if you can learn to do that, I mean, that has to change your whole life, because then anything that happens, you know, is going to be okay. You can make it okay. You can make it okay. Mm-hmm.
And gratitude doesn't come easy. It's one of these things that, like all other things that we do, we get better at it as we practice it, you know? There's also ways that you could be grateful for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I never think that, but, you know, you can treat yourself to something that you like. You know, you can compliment yourself. When was the last time we actually looked in the mirror and said, you look pretty good today? You know, I mean, those little things make a difference in our journey as well. You know, give yourself some time to put something that you really love to do in your life. I mean, for me, I know this sounds silly, Nicole, and I don't know if you even know this about me, but I dig Christmas music.
And you dig Christmas
music? When people start complaining about it, when it starts to come out, like right before Halloween, I get in the car and I secretly turn the dial to that 24-hour Christmas music, and I jam out to it.
Wow. I can't stand
and
Christmas music, but I'm sure
people
love it, and you're one of them.
I am. I'm one of those people who like to sing along, and I could, I dig it. I think it puts me in a different mood. It puts me into a giving spirit. And it's something that, it's a treat because it's not all, if it was all year long, I'd go crazy, but, it's a treat for me. You can just do the things that you like to do, and that's going to create a vibration of gratitude, too, because you're doing it for yourself. And you're not doing it with a sense of selfishness. You're doing it with a sense of appreciation for who you are and what you love to do, giving yourself permission to do the things you love to do, Share the beauty that you love about yourself. Share it with other people. So make sure that you're finding the beauty in yourself as well, Find the beauty in other people. Find the beauty in situations. Find the beauty in yourself. All of those, everything that you're going to, and find gratitude in all of it. And you will get to a point where you will have never-ending gratitude, that you can maintain a level of gratitude all the time. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely possible.
Yeah, and to take that time, again, with this year that we've been through, to take the time to be thankful for what you've learned and how far you've come, and to look at the things that you used to think or used to do or used to bother you or just was not where you are now, to stop and give yourself some gratitude for paying attention, for doing what needed to be done, for cleansing out any of the work that we've done with ourselves. That is really great. And I think that's definitely something that some of us, it doesn't necessarily come naturally to pat yourself on the back, especially if you're a mover and a shaker and you're really focused and you just, go like a machine. But, to stop and remember that we're human and to go, all right, buddy, good job. Like, if you were your own employee and you were doing all this work, you would be like, wow, man, awesome. You are awesome. And that's another thing that I think takes practice. I mean,
I think it's one of the hardest things to do is give yourself a star for the day. Jeez,
mm-hmm.
How many times at the end of the day are we ready to like beat ourselves up because we didn't accomplish what we wanted to accomplish, and we never look at all the things we did accomplish,
Right.
Like, why is that so hard? Why? At the end, I mean, you join up Weight Watchers, and they're giving you a star if you lost 0.3 pounds. They're like, woo, come on down, Everyone stands up. They clap for you. You got to start doing that to yourself because it is something that, we all need it. Trust me, we all need a little bit of encouragement and, and just stuff like that in order to get through the day. I mean, how many we endure it to our children, someone's going to do it to ourselves, too.
Right. I mean, a kid poops in the right place and, walks across the room and everybody's cheering, Like, why, where did we forget that this is a good thing to do for ourselves? I mean, it's the same thing. We're only just learning different tasks to give yourself more credit, because I found that a lot of people, either in themselves or they look around, it's like things aren't may not be as physically there. Your dreams haven't manifested physically like you want them. But you've come so far, and you're working on something. Like, if you're dreaming and you're pointing yourself towards your dreams, even if we're maybe offering these vibrations that are hindering us, you know, I mean, that's what we've been taught, and, you know, that's the whole point, is to unhinder ourselves. What was I going to say? To look at what we've done in our minds with ourselves. Like, this is kind of what I was saying before, but really give those gold stars, even if, you know, you don't have any physical, tangible evidence for what you've been doing. You've been working on something. There's no way you're listening to this show and you haven't been working on something. Like, if you clicked on here, you're doing something. So I think that's a good analogy with the child. Like, anything a child does, we're cheering it on. And especially if it learns something, anything new, it does something different than it did before, we cheer it on. And so I'm definitely going to incorporate that into my daily walk. And especially as an Aries, that's very helpful. You know, we do always feel this childlike wonder, either, what is that? That's so gorgeous. Or what in God's name is going on?
And it's not always easy. Sometimes we actually need to do something tangible to remind ourselves to have gratitude for ourselves. And to put ourselves on a better vibration. I mean, there's no shame in having to stick a note on your mirror that tells you that you're gorgeous today. There's right. No shame in that, because we have to stop and change our conditioned thinking. You may have been in a relationship that was really hard and someone putting you down for year after year after year, and it's going to take a lot of time to get out of that type of relationship. Or, you know, you might have parents that were extremely restrictive and downplaying your success and your ability for success year after year after year in a very hard situation. These are facts of life, and everybody out there has issues. And so there's no shame in taking small steps to bring this attitude of gratitude into your life. And if it means that you have to do the simple things like write down your list and, you know, write down three things a day that you're grateful for, put a note or a sticky on your mirror that says you are beautiful. So you read that out loud every single day, you know. I mean, it is better to start there than not start at all. And that's a practice that a lot of people do put into practice. So you're certainly not alone if you need to start at the very beginning. You know, there's a lot of things that people do out there for themselves to, and there's plenty of books out there, you know, how to improve your self-esteem, how to find your happy place, how do you bring yourself into a good moment. But if you're full of anxiety and full of fear and you're starting this journey and you're brand new to it and you're brand new to trying to move yourself away from those feelings and those vibrations into happiness and joy, I mean, there's so many places where you can start simply at the very beginning and just stick that note, say you're beautiful. Go out and find something that, you know, I like to do is, you know, when you get that gratitude journal, make sure it's a journal you love, that you love picking up, you love looking at it, you love the color of it, the style, the fabric. Is it leather? Is it, you know, is it flowery? Does it have a bird on it? Does it have, you know, pick something that you're drawn to and get a great pen. You know, treat yourself. This is just all part of the gratitude moment that are people in. You know, just treat yourself to those small things, and you bring better things into your life when you do that. Because everyone's worth it. You're worth it. You're whole and beautiful just as you are today. So, doesn't matter where you're starting. You know, you could be the worst, feel like you're the worst person in the world, but today you're not, because you're a child of God and you're just, you know, you're good enough. So I just want to, you know, remind the listeners out there who are in the beginning of this journey that it's this whole attitude comes from, something that's within from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, you are enough. That is that's a powerful place to start with. I listened to a Bashar taping, and he was talking about exactly that everyone wants to make an impact. Well, why would I do it unless, what kind of an impact am I going to have? How can I make a big impact? And he said, we are all impacting the universe as much as we ever will right now, already, always. You never impact less or more. You are always making the impact that you are, which is huge. And so the only reason why we want to make an impact in the physical reality is really that by doing these things and expressing our creativity and our vibration, who we are, we have more of a place to, we see the reflection of our impact. We have a different expression of our impact. And so that's why we love to create. But it's not that the thing itself is going to create any more of an impact than you already are making all the time, because you exist and you're awesome and you're part of God. So when I heard that the first time, I was like, wow, that was so interesting, because I found it instantly relaxed me, especially as, you know, my other side from doing this is the performer. And so you're always thinking, well, you know, who's going to like this song, or who's going to watch this show? And of course you have to look at your audience, but really the best creations are the ones that you just create because you loved it and you really don't care what anybody else thinks, because at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It only matters what you think. So why not tell yourself the best case scenario? But so when you're creating these things, it makes it less work, at least mentally. So to go back to the impact, I don't remember how we started that, but anyway, I just wanted to interject that, because do you feel the same thing when you think about that, or how do you feel about what I
said? When I think about what? When I think about what?
About the impact, like that you already are making all the impact that you need to be making and ever will make.
I don't actually think of the end result. Sometimes I just really need to think about the fact that I need to be grateful. I kind of live that one day at a time approach, and I have for a really long time. So I do set goals for myself, and I do think about how I'm going to feel when the goals are achieved. You know, so I try to set the mindset of preparing myself for that time, that when it will come. So it's kind of living in the moment, and I've done that for a really long time. I've try to incorporate gratefulness into my daily routine. I get off of it sometime, but, you know, as far as, like, I think creation is a little different. And when you're, like, you are, as a songwriter and a singer and in a band and doing the things that you need to, it's much more physical than, you know, like, having to create a song, create a poem, or create a piece of artwork and stuff like that. I'm much more of a doer, where I just wake up and I do, and if something comes from the result of it, then that's great. Then the outcome is good, and it's going to be good regardless of good, bad, or indifferent. You know what I mean? So I think we just have different approaches to that. But I definitely have trained myself to be grateful over a long period of time, because and the reason being, and I do have to admit that the reason that I needed to learn gratitude was because I honestly was probably one of the most selfish people I've, you know, met, that I walked on the planet being super selfish. And I knew it. I was a taker. I took, and I didn't really care about most people's feelings at all. And in living in that vibration, I would, you know, it did not set me up to meet positive people, positive energy. And, you know, when I finally had my daughter, I realized that this is not this is not the world that I want for her. It's not the world that I want for myself. And I surrounded myself with people of different levels of character that helped me incorporate gratitude into my life. They made me be grateful when I didn't want to be grateful. They made me find gratitude when I didn't want to find gratitude. And that was very challenging. I mean, it was very challenging. I went through a period in my life where I was very, very sick, and I had a lot of illnesses. And people look at illnesses in so many different ways. You know, like, why are you getting sick all the time? Is it spiritual? Is it mental? Is it physical? You know, and I think it was all of the above for me. I was physically sick. I was mentally sick. I was spiritually sick. And what pulled me out of all those ailments and being in the hospital and things like that and not being well was the fact that I could retrain my spirit, which retrained my mind, which retrained my physicalness, you know. So sometimes we're put in a corner to develop. And for me, I was you know, at a super low in my life. I understand what people mean when they were at that lowness. And I was attracting really negative energy, and I had to turn it around. And I didn't do it without the help of people. People showing me what gratefulness is, you know. One of the I remember I got to this point where I was able to help people without telling people I was helping them. You know, do a kind act for someone and don't share it. And mm-hmm. and it was like, it was a real turnaround point for me, because I always wanted the attention on myself. You know, I wanted to tell mm-hmm. you how great I was because I did something good. Mm-hmm. And I don't do that today. Today I just get up and I try to do the best I can, and I know that whatever I get done is what I needed to do that day, because I live by spirit, I live by God's way, and, you know, I'm not perfect, and that's another thing I know. Perfection mm-hmm. is never, ever going to be part of my vocabulary, because if it is, then what am I doing here? You know?
Right. So. It doesn't need to be. Exactly.
Right.
Wow. Nice.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. And I don't have the same physical ailments and things like that I used to have. You know, I'm not in the hospital. I'm not in and out of hospitals and doctor's offices the way that I used to be. I eat better. I feel better. I live better. I, you know, my journey in life is, you know, my main purpose is to help people and to help other people and help my daughter, and by doing that I help myself. So I guess in the long run I don't think of what can be, you know, totally accomplished. It's more of what can I accomplish today.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
sometimes that's nothing.
Right. And that needs to be enough as well. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. That's definitely the other side of what I meant, what I was saying with the impact, you know, that you just do what you can do and whatever you're doing, you know, rooting yourself on. So before we only have about 10 minutes left, and so I was thinking about people who are going to the holidays that maybe are not thrilled about or don't get along with their families. What kind of ways can we offer them to get through this with the most amount of joy and peace in their hearts as possible?
Ah, well, there's a lot of things that you could do. There's a list here of showing gratitude for people who challenge you, you know, and this is the case. This is, you know, this is where you're at. You're with people who challenge you. Your family is your biggest challengers. Your family will bring out, you don't come from the big family I come from, but having five brothers and sisters, I know that every single one of those people know exactly what to do to push my buttons. They know exactly what story to tell in front of my daughter that's going to make me look like an idiot. They're mm. all going to say that I don't cook, even though I'm a fabulous cook. And through the years, that used to just drive me crazy, And what I recommend is really just, you know, just resist the urge to tell them that they're wrong. You know?
Nice.
And stop challenging them. This is the best thing that you're going to do for yourself that day. Don't feed into it. Like, really, who are these people enough that you need to feed into? You know, give them a big hug, help them do the dishes, and get the hell out. You know, it's only a day.
Right.
Because being non-confrontational will be the biggest gift that you can give to yourself this Thanksgiving. That's my advice.
That is wonderful. Absolutely. Just don't involve yourself. And I find also, you know, if you get questions, if your family or questioners, to just steer the direction in the direction where you would like it to go. I mean, it's amazing how, you know, people can be trying to ask you all kinds of questions about yourself, but if you just sort of tell them stories that are interested to you, which may or may not answer the question, you know, there's really little they're going to do about it, you know. I mean, just that's a nice sort of way, and I think that also reflects back to, like, you know, telling the story the way you want to tell it. And not necessarily what is, you know, like, tell it in the way that it's going to make you feel the best. And, you know, if you're around people who, you know, are judgers and, you know, just think those kinds of things and are trying to ask you all kinds of questions, you know, just
it's
tell
so
them
true.
Whatever
I mean,
is
I'm
necessary.
In a situation. Yeah, I'm in a situation now where I'm looking for work. And I know a lot of people out there are in the same situation that I am, same boat. Nobody likes to be asked, how come you don't have a job? You feel like their job is their identity. You know what I mean? Like, you have to talk about what you do for work. And there were so many situations where I was just intimidated, afraid, sad, you know, depressed. I didn't want to go in talking about this. But what I did was I really owned it. And I really took the opportunity to be like, yes, you know, I'm still looking, and I'm so grateful I have the opportunity to look right now. You know, throw that word grateful in what you're doing. You watch how people back away from you.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Yeah, to talk about one thing to piggyback on that is to not try to explain to anyone the things that you're manifesting and are excited about but aren't here yet. Because they're not necessarily, if they are on your same wavelength, then okay, fine, we'll get excited with you. But if they're not and they don't understand, you know, what you're doing, then they're only going to sort of deflate what you're doing. Like, they're not going to get it. So, like, you don't even set yourself up for having to maybe question your dreams or your decisions or your aspirations. You know, just tell them general things. Like you said, I'm grateful for being able to look. I'm grateful that, you know, we're all here and that we all have roofs over our heads and, you know, I'm working on me. I'm doing me, and I'm figuring it out. I mean, and that's another thing that most people are not going to argue with. And if they argue with it, they kind of look ridiculous. You're just like, oh, I just told you. Like, keep it simple with the words.
Right. And definitely write that gratitude list out if you're having trouble with this, if you're going to a place you don't want to go to. You know, have a couple things to say. Be prepared. There's nothing wrong with preparing for life. You're not the only person who does it. You know, I'm sure that some of the best CEOs of the world make sure that they have a list and that they're ready to go, you know, at any given time. It's what they call the elevator speech, you know, and they all have it and they train everybody to have one too. Get your elevator speech ready and, you know, write it out if you have to and say it before you leave and then you have one. You know, because like we said before, you are complete and whole and perfect as you are right now at this very moment. And you do not have to prove yourself or feel less than to anybody. So always good to have one of those, no matter what you're doing, where you are, what you're aspiring to. It's good to have an elevator speech because you're never in between. You are right where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. Amen to that. Absolutely. Nice. All right. Well, we are at the top of the hour here. I'll play us out with this Sinead O'Connor song that definitely drives home the point of your gratitude list with a cool beat behind it. So
I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Keep talking. It's a long song, so we'll talk over her.
I love Sinead O'Connor.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and enjoy yourselves, and much love and gratitude to you and all of your peoples, and we will see you next week. Peace and love. Thankful for all our listeners. Bless you.
peace and love.